One day, Mrs. Thompson was asking her fourth grade class to name the person who they considered the greatest human being alive in the world today. The responses were quick and forthcoming. A boy spoke up and said, "I think it's Tom Brady. He's the best quarterback there will ever be." A girl said, "I think it's President Carter. He does so much to help people." And it was a little Donnie's turn. And he said, excitedly, "I think it's Jesus, because he loves everybody, and he's always ready to help them." Well, Mrs. Thomas smiled and said, "Well, I certainly like your answer, Donnie, because I'm a Christian and I admire Jesus. But I said the greatest living person. Do you have another in mind?" I love the simple, innocent, wide-eyed response of Donnie. "Oh, no, Mrs. Thompson, that's not right at all. Jesus is alive. He lives in me right now. Yes, the Lord is risen. Jesus is truly risen. And as Jesus lives, so too shall we." Dear friends, our Christian faith stands or falls on the truth of Jesus' resurrection. As Christians, we believe that by the power of God, Jesus was raised bodily from the dead. And if we take this belief away, Christianity is no longer Christianity. It may still be a wonderful collection of moral teachings, and there will still be a long tradition of holy men and women who show us how to live. But without the truth of the resurrection, there is no gospel. There is no good news. The resurrection reveals something to us about our God. It gives us one clear instance when the power of God and the goodness of God were so real that death was reversed, a new kind of life emerged. If you and I believe in a God who gave new life to Jesus, we also believe in a God who gives that new life to you and me, along with those who've journeyed on, marked as a sign of faith. So the crucial question is, how do we respond to the proclamation that the young man in today's gospel that Deacon Dan proclaimed? What did he say to the woman? He said, "Jesus has been raised. Do you believe him or not?" To put it another way, what kind of punctuation mark would you place after the words of this young man? Should he follow them with a period? A period is a mark that indicates the thought is finished. And it's time to move on to another. After the proclamation of Easter, it says, "Yes, yes, Jesus has been risen. Maybe it's true, maybe it's not. Whatever, it happened a long time ago." We know the story, the empty tomb, the spices, the woman, so on and so on. But now we have things to do. We have meals to prepare, places to go, plans to make. And so we leave such thoughts of resurrection behind, and we move on to what's after the period. When we follow the Easter proclamation with a period, there is not much promise. Perhaps it would be better to use a question mark. Jesus has been raised. Question mark. And a question mark gives you and me the permission to challenge that proclamation. Do you really mean that someone who has been dead for 3 days has been raised up? Have we looked at the world around us in all of its injustice, in all of its violence and greed and selfishness? How can you and I believe in a loving, a powerful God? We look around the world that we live in. That question mark is better than the period, because it at least values the proclamation enough to wrestle with it. And if we wrestle, if we doubt, we engage in what has been proclaimed. And then in time, it's possible that our question might now become a comma. Jesus has been raised, comma. Jesus has been raised, and therefore, it may be possible that God is real, that God has not forgotten you and me. Jesus has been raised, comma. And therefore, even though I've lost someone dear to me through death, even though I'm unemployed or feel so isolated, even though I've been diagnosed with a serious health prognosis, even then, I might still have reason for hope. Because if Jesus has been raised, comma, then there is a God. There is a God who has power greater than any evil or trouble I can ever experience. Yes, Jesus has been raised, comma. Then it's possible that all my blessings, the love of my family, my many gifts, my achievements, all that I have is only a hint only a shadow of what God intends to give me in the next chapter in the kingdom yet to come. A comma is a good way to punctuate the announcement of Easter because it gives you and me the grace to see our own lives connected to that proclamation. It allows you and me to believe that if God raised Jesus up, God will raise you and me up as well. And what good news, the best is yet to be. And so, yes, the Easter proclamation is being made. But how do we hear it? We need to choose our punctuation carefully, because the correct punctuation can change our attitude in life. If we accept a God who in truth raised Jesus from the dead, then you and I, every one of us, can live our lives believing that joy can come from the soil of sadness, hope can rise from the dust of despair and discouragement, and yes, even life, eternal life, can spring from death and flourish. Friends, this is the gospel, the good news that we believe in. We are a people of the gospel, an Easter people. This is our faith, to not only profess with our lips, but with our hearts, and live this day that the Lord has made. So Christ is risen. Christ is truly risen. And as he lives, so too shall we.